Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Welcome to Skincare with Friends with me, Nia Patton.
And me, Natalie. And we have a third guest, which is this new microphone.
We've got a new microphone.
Mm.
Oh, so you might be able to hear loads of cars going past or babies.
Could be terrible. But no, we've set it to do a function which hopefully should
cancel out,
filter out the noise.
The disgusting people outside.
In the rain.
Yeah,
it's horrible. Driving drizzle. How are you guys? Sorry, you've been away for ages.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. We just went on holiday.
On holiday?
I had my 40th birthday party. No, it was enlightening.
Was it?
It was I didn't really care. I've been calling myself 40 in my mind since I turned 39, so I was psychologically prepared.
I actually thought you were 6 months younger than me, not 6 months older. 3 months older.
So old.
So I've been calling myself 40 as well.
Yeah, I think it's the best way to do it.
Ever since you get into your 40th year, I'm 39.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you may as well just. Yeah, I guess when you turn 47, you start thinking, oh, right.
I just start rounding down at that point, probably.
Yeah, and just try not to think about it.
I also like saying I'm 40, so hopefully people will go,
oh my God, yeah, nobody said you look amazing for 40. Not a single soul.
Totally
backfired. Oi, can you just say I look amazing, even if I don't? Just make me feel happy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so rude.
You owe it to people. When people say that, you know that you need to politely go,
oh my God, you look super young.
Yeah. You look great. I just say you look great because you don't necessarily look young.
Young, but just good.
You look good.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a friend who's like in her 40s and I thought she was in her sort of mid to early 30s. You know, when you think someone's a certain age and then you find out that they're not by a significant amount, it's like your mind has got to readjust to the person psychologically.
There was it really made me quite emotional. I think it was either on the Facebook page, the might have been on the Decium.
In the ordinary group.
Yeah. And a girl, she just came out with this big spiel and she just said, put loads of photos of herself to the one. And she said,
oh, I don't know, there's loads.
Oh, you're going to think I'm. Oh, it was particularly heartrending. I thought, she said, yeah, I know you're going to think I'm a lot older than I am. I'm only 26. Oh. I've been through this, and that in my life. And I was like,
oh my God.
The fact that you have to preempt your photos with that. And she didn't say whether it was a skin condition or she just alluded to some stuff. And actually, I think she did say she had polycystic ovaries. But anyway, I was like, the outpouring of loveliness from the people in the group was so
great. I mean, generally, it's a really positive place.
Yeah.
Nobody says anything weird, but we keep an eye on things.
That's why you have to moderate groups.
Yeah.
You never need it.
No. Sometimes I do searches for words like DM me. Or PM me
to see if anyone,
see if anyone's MLMing us.
Which is another thing because I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook. I only spend time as you know going on to these skincare with friends group. But I did join a group called the Last Anti MLM Group on the Left.
Yeah,
which is brilliant, and it's how to protect yourself against MLM huns. So good.
I feel like I want someone to try and sell me. Yeah. Nobody does.
No, you don't anymore. It's still huge in the States.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever got
A couple of friends who do body shop selling.
Yeah, but body shop.
But that's something people normally buy.
Yeah, and it's a tangible product. I know they're things are tangible products, but there is a bricks and mortar store.
Yeah.
And therefore there's trust.
Yes. Yeah.
Been here for decades, donkey's years. Oh, I need to order.
I know.
But no, there was someone said, look at the audacity of this hun, and it was a woman who'd posted a 9/11, never forget, with a sort of American flag. This was essential oil, so I think it's called Young Living.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, 9/11 grief blend. With essential oil.
It's like that Gary guy, wasn't it? That Gary something or other, the young living guy who killed his baby.
Yeah, we talked about this very early on, I think. Did he kill his baby? Oh, because he didn't believe in...
Well, he thought that the baby could survive underwater.
Oh.
And he had birthed the baby at home.
Okay.
It's horrible. It makes me cringe.
He didn't go to prison, though, did he?
I don't know. He got done for it, I think.
Did he? Well, Young Living's still going there.
Yeah. I don't know the ins and outs of it.
And they...
I was Googling it and there wasn't that much information on it.
A bunch of their products got recalled for having some sort of yeast.
Ugh,
yeast.
Because they're really expensive.
A harmful yeast.
Are we thinking of doTERRA? That's the big essential oil one.
Right, okay.
They're really expensive.
Cool.
Like, way more expensive than...
It's just oils,
they need to be.
Yeah. And just don't let any hens approach you.
Smack them!
Yeah. And they're talking about being their own, you know, boss babe or whatever. Just...
It's weird, isn't it? Like, don't they notice that we're onto it,
and no,
nobody's falling for it anymore?
It's very sad. Yeah. So yeah, that was an eye opener.
Why are we starting to talk about this? Groups.
Facebook groups moderating, and then should we tell the audience about the podcast gig we went to?
Yeah, we went to see Last Podcast on the Left, which is one of the most famous podcast in existence.
I guess it is, isn't it? I don't quite realise how successful they are, but they really are.
Yeah.
They did a gig in Bristol. It was brilliant.
It was so funny and weird to see, because I listen to them all the time. Like every time I walk to work, I listen to a podcast. So I feel like I really know them.
Yeah.
So when you see, like...
Can you see their mouths moving?
Oh!
The voice comes out.
Yeah,
that's
not what I thought you looked like.
When you spoke?
No, yeah. I know what a photo of you looks like, but I didn't know you moved like that.
Yeah, because when I was looking at Marcus speaking, it was like my nephew when he was really young. He's just like a big...
Yeah, he's sort of a bag of nervous energy. Like, it was really weird looking at them.
Yeah, and because I'd had a bit to drink by then, only because I really speed drank that big glass of wine that we had in the gig, and then a man fell asleep on my shoulder.
Oh, it was really bad.
And spilled, he was like a Red Bull down my neck.
He was like, Natalie was letting him lean on her asleep.
Oh, I didn't
he was.
Wake him up.
You didn't. Well, I would be appalled and disgusted to have someone's greasy hair on my face.
He was quite well washed.
Yeah,
he was lovely hair. He had lovely hair.
He just looked untidy and unkempt.
He had tiny little legs and bleached jeans.
Yeah. Like really. At the beginning, when you weren't there, he was whooping and hollering with excitement.
Which is just what a wrecked person does just before they
pass. And then he
out.
Just lost consciousness. Mm-hmm. So he paid like £100 for that ticket because he had a VIP meet and greet ticket.
I'd say he slept through 50% of that.
Yeah, most of it, I reckon.
I can't believe it.
Mm.
Was actually awake for the meet and greet. And then we had the meet and greet and
so we met them.
Gave them Welsh cakes, which went down really well. Do you know what made me really angry?
What?
No, not angry. This is very, what's the word? Unreasonable behaviour. But one of them, Marcus, we gave him Welsh cakes and he was really pleased. Mm. And then the next day on Instagram, he said, a photo of him holding Welsh cakes.
Oh, yeah. Some,
whoever gave me these, thank you so much. And I was like,
it was me.
And then another woman wrote, it was me. And for some reason, she just kept getting more and more likes. And I felt
no!
Like,
she lies!
Thinking,
I thought you were going to say the woman behind us in the queue who said that Welsh cakes were disgusting and dry.
Oh, yeah.
And I was
he clearly disagreed because he
loves
them.
They're
but
not
anyway,
dry.
Then another lady took credit and I was like, calm down, Natalie. He could have received two packets of Welsh cakes.
But those were yours.
And then I reread the message. She was like, no, thank you to the person who gave
it
to me. Damn it. But what I don't understand is when you write under someone's picture on Instagram, like, that was me. Glad you enjoyed them. And someone else writes it. How does she get 60 likes for the same comment and I got, like, 2?
I don't know.
And they were written minutes apart.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Is the more that someone likes your comment, is it
more
go
is it
up?
Seen?
Because Instagram's changed.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I was so upset. I was upset for all the day. Just saying, I can't believe
that. I would have been equally upset.
Yeah, but anyway, he enjoyed
Welsh
them.
Cakes are Welsh. They come from Wales, don't they? Do I have to explain this? They're like tiny I'm just thinking of foreign listeners.
Yeah.
Who don't.
Oh, I wanted to learn what welcome was in Romanian, and I've forgotten it.
Well, salut is hello. Oh, okay. I did actually work in Romania.
Did you?
For a week.
Did a whole of Romania fire you?
No.
How dare you?
No, I volunteered. There's a little village out in the middle of nowhere. And they didn't have a dentist anywhere near them. It was really rural, so they'd set up a little dental thing. So you kind of go there on holiday, you treat the teeth of the children for free, and the village give you just feed you basically. So you get food delivered every day from villagers. Oh, it was really nice. It was a beautiful area. Oh, it was Yonks, 2004, I want to say, something like that, ages ago.
That's so cool. Do you want to do it again?
Yeah, it was lovely, except that obviously Romanian, the village we were in, it was a very sort of farming village. Everybody had a buffalo, so it was amazing, because at a certain time, we'll get back to skincare in a minute, I promise. Mm-hmm. At a certain time every day, the buffaloes came home of their own accord. To their houses. It was really cool. But, you know, obviously these people worked really hard, and they were out in the fields, and they would, you know, every single member of the family was doing something on the mm-hmm. on the little farms. But I wasn't doing anything, I was just sitting about. But the food was for someone who was working on a farm. So rice boiled in buffalo milk, which is really creamy, with slices of fat on top.
Fat.
It was delicious. And like buffalo milk, just loads of it, and just lots of fried things and not many vegetables.
That sounds great though.
It was a bit great, but also I got really fat in a week, and I put on a stone.
I plan to do that week after next in San Francisco.
Oh yes,
where they do have vegetables, but I would choose not to.
You're gonna be eating the sandwiches,
burritos. So hi to all of our Romanian listeners. So, Nia, you know why.
Yeah, my friend Christina, I've never met her, but she used to be one of the moderators of the Ordinary chat room, and she has a Romanian skincare group.
Cool.
And so she was talking about us on that, specifically about tretinoin. So I thought we'd talk about tretinoin.
Okay, we are going to talk about that now.
Yeah,
we got really off topic.
Because we haven't spoken for a while.
So what led us to this...
To this juncture?
Yeah.
What, of tretinoin or
Romanians? No, before what we were talking about. Anyway, before we said hi, Welsh cakes, yeah, they are delicious.
Yeah.
But the lady who was heckling us, who said they were dry, she's obviously horrible. Had shit ones.
Yeah, she must have had horrible ones.
Yeah. They're buttery. And then, so after Marcus put this on his post, thank you to Welsh cakes, and then loads of comments were coming and going, oh my God, these are amazing. Hot and buttered. So,
whoa.
I've never had a buttered hot for sure,
but yeah, not they're buttered. Be warm. Yeah,
they are beautiful. Just look them up, everyone. I'm actually drooling. I'm really hungry. so maybe we'll put a Welsh cake recipe up on our Instagram. So we're talking about tretinoin.
Have you used tretinoin?
I used it just this evening.
And me.
Yeah, we can probably tell.
You've been a little bit young.
Yes. Young.
So young.
Sore.
Yeah, a bit red.
Do you know what's really strange? You work out much more often than I do, but when I was in Scotland on holiday, I was having a run with a professional running guide.
Which
in the Cairngorm Mountains.
How amazing.
Amazing.
So is he running at your pace then?
Are you kidding me? He's like 65. And he went, I'm just going to run up to the top of Craig and Darragh Hill, which is like 350-400 metres. I'll come back and get you.
And you were like,
but when we'd finished my run, it was an hour and a half and it was beautiful because Scotland is just beautiful.
Yeah.
And I came back and Hayden was like, your cheekbones are purple. And it's just in the place where I put tretinoin. So it's so strange, like the blood is rushing.
It's famed for giving you a rosy glow. It increases the blood supply to your skin.
But I guess because my application of it is so localised.
Yeah, it's really obvious.
It is going to do that quite a lot.
I put it everywhere. Yeah. My lower eyelids.
I mean, this is on your lower eyelids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do put it very close to the eye.
Yeah.
People are a bit, I suppose, you know.
Because I can't see any melasma now.
It's on my right eye underneath, but it's
so much better.
My before and after photos are so great.
Oh, cool!
In fact, let's put them up on
Instagram. Yeah, we will. Yeah,
I would say down to tretinoin with hydroquinone.
Mm. Yeah, so that's what you're doing at the moment.
Yes. So,
a combination cream.
Yes.
0.1% tretinoin, yeah, which is quite strong.
It is now, yeah. But I would say a lovely lady on the Facebook page said, I've been using retinil for years and then retinol. Can I just jump into, I think she's gone up to 0.25. So that's fine, but that's not going to prepare.
Retinyl, she means retinyl palmitate, which is really weak.
Yes.
Weaker than retinol. Baby. Yeah.
So,
just go for it, though.
Go for it, but yeah, just don't expect it not to have an effect just because retinol hasn't. Because it's bloody strong.
Yeah.
You will tell us how strong now.
Yeah. Yeah, so with tretinoin, you get this sort of, your face becomes retinized.
Great.
Also known as tretinoin peelies, tretinoin irritation. And basically, your skin starts, the cells turn over so much quicker that the dead cells are pushed up to the top layer and literally sheets of skin can start peeling off.
I've never had that.
Have you not?
I kind of wanted it.
This time I haven't. I think because I've obeyed my own advice this time and done things the way I want.
Buffered with other things.
And use all these particular ingredients and make sure your face is bone dry, la la la. Because I think I was just sticking it on, whatever.
Okay.
Doing stupid things, probably. But yeah, I think maybe, like, the first time I tried to use it, I just had such bad acne that I just couldn't do it. And now I don't have any acne because I'm breastfeeding. So this is probably not great advice to use it when you're breastfeeding because you're not supposed to. But I just... you know, go with my own research. They're going to tell you not to use anything. You're not supposed to do anything. But
yeah,
there's studies that show that it doesn't really go into your bloodstream. So it's up to you really what you want to do. But that's what I'm doing. But I'm not telling anyone else to do it.
Okay.
But yeah, so I thought I'm going to use tretinoin because my skin is at its best that it's ever been. Mm-hmm. So if I, you know, this is the time where I'm most likely to be able to do it and get through the retinization because I haven't got any acne. So the better your skin is at the beginning, the easier it's going to be to get used to it.
Okay.
And yeah, so what it does, tretinoin is a derivative of vitamin A. So retinol is a vitamin A, is what it actually is. And tretinoin is also known as all trans retinoic acid. And basically what that means is it can link with all of the types of retinoid receptors in your skin. So throughout your body there's receptors in cells that, you know, hormones and chemicals can link to, and it causes a change within the cell. The cell behaves differently, it produces different proteins. So tretinoin, it's got receptors in the skin, and the receptors actually make the cells behave normally. So if you've got acne, it's going to make your skin become more normal, more less oily, and it does the same for photoaging. So it kind of makes, sort of tells your skin to be young and unaged and normal again, which is exactly what you want something to do. Mm-hmm. And it's proven, there's loads and loads of studies that show that it's the best thing ever for photo aging. And so it's like the pinnacle of skincare, basically. So it's the only thing that's proven to work for sun damage. So, you know, sun damage is responsible for 90% of aging. So it's basically, it reverses time.
Woohoo!
Yay! But it's quite difficult to get on with because it causes this peeling redness. It makes your skin really sore. Have you ever had that?
Oh, God.
Just like it burns when you put anything else on it.
To the point where I thought, have I ruined my face? Have you ever had that when you think, oh no,
have I
ruined my face?
Yeah. Like, and for like 5 days, you can't do anything with it.
No.
Yeah.
I couldn't smile or blink, I think. And that's what I was telling the lady on this group. I was like, well, I went up from 0.25, but still, that was every third day. And yeah. That, you know, you get it now. Now I'm using 0.1 tretinoin with 4% hydroquinone. And even now, that's
really strong.
It is really strong. But even now, I'll do nothing for 3 weeks, and all of a sudden,
you'll have a bad day.
Anything. It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not
if you're ill, or if you've washed your face in slightly too hot water or something.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah. But I just still, I'm every other night with it.
I use it every single night.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm on 0.05.
Right.
So that's half the strength of yours.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of, the ideal is to build up to 0.1.
Yeah.
That's the aim of the skincare.
And I'm there. Yeah.
Yeah. You've done it. Happy. Yeah. Yes.
It's great. It's just the best thing ever. And so we're not paid by anyone or sponsored. So the people we're seeing are good. But then I think Dermatica's website crashed, I think, didn't it? Because Carolyn Hirons.
Oh, yeah.
She went on this morning, which is a daytime TV
program. Everyone in the world decides to get Dermatica.
That's 6 million women who've never even heard of retinol before crashed the Dermatica website. And Dermatica's great because it's basically an online dermatologist.
Yeah. You fill in this form and send photos, and the dermatologist called Natalie Spearings, if you want to follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, I was watching a live video of hers the other day. She's great.
Yeah.
And she'll tell you. It's not, they don't just peddle tretinoin. There's lots of other stuff
Bimatoprost, which is the...
I've never heard of that. What does that do?
That is the... It's really funny. We had a friend come over the other day, a friend of my husband's, and he's he's a carpenter. He's a chippy. They call him carpenters. He's massive, and I in here, how's it going? And I'm like staring at him, going, your eyelashes. I was like, Lee, you're not wearing makeup, are you? And he was like, no, I got glaucoma. This eye drop for glaucoma makes your eyelashes grow.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It can actually change the colour of your eye as well.
Oh, wicked.
But if you just paint it onto your eyelashes with a little brush, your eyelashes start growing really super long.
That's amazing. Mm. What, and they
but Lee looked incredibly pretty.
I kind of need that. I definitely need
long eyelashes. I want more eyelashes.
Because it just hides the hoodedness of my eyelids without going
sort of
to...
Hold up the skin.
Yes, don't look at that, look at these.
This sort of cradle.
What else do they sell? Because I've tried...
I've had Adapalene from... Because, you know, when I used them, it was primarily for my acne, which was really bad. So
your
I had Adapalene.
Really
it's,
good.
It's beautiful.
Especially sort of forehead-wise.
Yeah. And I've got a bit of pigmentation, my old... side spot.
Yeah.
That doesn't go away. But yeah, my skin is beautiful now.
Yeah, it's lovely. You're glowing.
I'm really happy. So I'm still using azelaic acid. They do azelaic acid.
Yeah.
I'm still using that in the morning. Although when I became pregnant, Dermatica dropped me. I messaged them to say I'm pregnant now. So is there anything that
you're banned? No,
get out of our website. But I know I can use some things, and I was removed.
Oh no, that's so sad.
Yeah,
I was just thinking I was also alternating with azelaic acid.
Yeah, for your pigmentation.
Pigmentation, yeah.
There's the studies that have shown azelaic acid's as effective as 4% hydroquinone.
Yeah, which is great.
Cool. Yeah,
I liked azelaic acid, and for me it was. It's very non-problematic.
Yeah.
So you don't get any of the irritation,
nothing.
Do you?
I've never found any irritation with it.
So I think sort of cosmetic strengths are strongest 10%?
Yeah, so you can get 10% from the Ordinary and Gardener Wisdom, and then 15 and 20 are prescription strengths.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to get a hold of, though. Apparently Skinarin is not available. Skinarin is like the normal, I got mine from eBay. Which is not the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
It's risque.
Yeah, you might end up with anything.
Okay, so
I was desperate because I had really bad pregnancy acne.
Right.
And I just know that the doctor wouldn't give me anything because they don't, do they?
No.
No.
And actually, Jo, who you met on the weekend, she came to the podcast. podcast with this. She's having real issues with her skin at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's in real patches. And she was like, well, I guess it's eczema. I was like, do you have eczema? She was like, no, never had eczema. But for her, she...
Not spots, then redness.
It was redness, but there were spots, like quite large spots in areas of otherwise really clear skin. Mm. So do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it looked quite odd.
It looked quite unusual. And she was saying that, oh yeah, I'll just go to the GP. And I said, please don't go to your GP.
GPs don't, are not going to help you.
They don't
the best thing they can do is, they'll give you some like E45 cream.
Yeah.
They could refer you to a dermatologist.
Which actually, I do use E45 when the irritation of using tretinoin has got too much.
Yeah, it's just sort of bland, isn't it?
Yeah, I use nothing but E45.
Because you can't stand anything, can you? Even like Cerave lotion would kill you.
Everything would sting.
Yeah.
Just the worst. But actually, Jo has just found Gardner Wisdom and said, are these any good? I'm like, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
But she also said she was using a Caudalie wash. So
yeah,
that's
so for the fragrance. Yeah.
And she said, oh yeah, it is fragranced. But she's really happy.
We should like do a service where we go round people's houses. A bit like what they called the gay queer eye for the straight guy.
Oh yeah.
We could do that, but with skin. Go around and check everybody's St. Ives scrubs in the bin.
So we had a lovely lady called Monica who's new to the skincare. And so I did tag your your article that you've done on tretinoin and how to build it into a skincare regime. But she'd already read it. That's what led her to the skincare.
Yes.
Regime.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's great and there are a lot of other helpful.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Because I'm trying my best to sort of function like a human being, but I'm running on very little sleep.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. You know, sometimes I'll remember to do something and then sometimes it just... I forget things really easily. It's bizarre.
I think, oh no, I do as well. Like someone sent me an email today saying, per our conversation yesterday, and I was like,
holy
conversation.
Shit. Yeah.
I only was listening to a podcast while doing my work. I think people I've spoken to are in my head.
Oh no.
And then I did.
All of the conversations I had with Henry Zabrowski.
Yeah. So anyway, this lovely lady who's very lucky, she says she's in her 40s with zero skin complaints. She only wants to start Trek because of, you know, photo aging and all the rest of it. So her question was really how to build. Do I just throw myself into this strength tretinoin? And she's on 0.25.
Yes.
And what do I use to mitigate irritation?
Yeah. Well, I put it all in my blog post.
You did, yeah.
It's
very
so much
good
information. So there's different ways of getting your skin used to tretinoin. So you first of all you want to like do a skin prep. So get like moisturizers with ceramides and vitamins, so like niacinamides.
Okay.
Panthenol, I think that's a bit of vitamin
B5. Okay.
So the ordinary's got stuff like that in it. Mm-hmm. Like amino acid and B5, mm-hmm, niacinamide, just sort of get your skin ready, mm-hmm, make sure it's really hydrated and moisturized. And then you can either just go for it and just do it every night and just wait until, you know, just keep going until it's over. Or you can use it over a moisturiser. So use the tretinoin over a moisturiser. It needs to be really well absorbed, so it's got to be, the skin's going to be dry.
Okay.
I find that bit really hard. I have to go and do something else.
Yes,
yeah. Because I'm just like touching my skin. It's pretty much dry. That'll do.
I get my child dressed for school.
Yeah. What, in the night?
Yeah.
You're putting it on in the morning?
I get her dressed for bed from school.
It's like, you want to be ready in the morning. So you get your child dressed. You put her in bed in her school
uniform. Do you put your children to school in there?
I do. They sleep in the hall. So I just have to open the door and out they go.
So yeah, I get my daughter dressed for bed. Then, so I've done my lovely cleansing routine. Then it's a good 15 minutes.
Yeah. Don't you think our children are going to be so well informed and engaged with the skincare process?
They are, but I'm also listening to a really good audiobook. I talked about this one, didn't I? About the book We Wish Our Parents Had Read. But our children would be glad that we did.
Yeah.
And so it's by a very famous psychotherapist. And she was saying that you are, without even knowing, repeating the things that your parents did, but especially the ones that used to annoy you or piss you off. So no. She was saying, I always remember my mum looking at herself in the mirror and saying, ooh, look at the, and being really down on the looks. And she said it automatically just she found herself doing it in front of her daughter. So I'm really careful now when I'm doing it, is to like, look, this is what I do to stay pretty.
Oh, God, yeah, you know, I'm totally into it. And I'm like very positive about it.
So yeah, exactly. So there's no negative connotations with aging either as well. But, you know, just like making, you know, so Percy will sit with me. Like, not use my good stuff, use my like empty bottles.
Yeah. That's sweet.
The thing, isn't it, that your kids see that? So yeah, I'm just really careful now.
That's it. You know, you try and be careful and you're too careful.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, you can't do anything right, but you know that, I mean, you know, we're not beating them or starving them.
No.
We're just trying our best.
Yeah.
Just anyway.
Putting tretinoin on our faces.
Yay! So ways to introduce tretinoin, either just get it on there, stick it out and just do it, or well-absorbed moisturiser. And apparently, according to the Dermatica dermatologist, it doesn't reduce the effect of the tretinoin by using over a moisturiser, but lots of people say that it does. So I don't know if it does or not, but it still has an effect. So
yeah.
Or you can mix it with a moisturiser.
Okay.
So put a little bit of it with a little bit of moisturiser.
I don't like doing that.
I'm not going to do that.
No.
But, you know, you kind of just reduce it. So if you've got, say, one that you're worried is too strong.
Yeah.
Like if somebody's given you a 0.1% or something.
For Christmas,
weirdly. Then you just mix
I'd love it.
You weirdo.
Very grateful, thanks.
Brilliant. Yeah, you know me so well. Mix it with a moisturiser.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. Or you just use it really, really infrequently and just increase the dosage bit by bit.
Also, that it's worth noting that people are expecting some sort of reaction or irritation.
Mm.
If you're not getting it, that has nothing to do with its not working.
Yeah.
So that's great.
There's been a couple of posts with exactly that sentiment today.
Yeah.
Andy Millwood?
No.
And he was saying that he's a dermatologist, I think.
Uh-huh.
He's an amazing skin guy, anyway. He's good to follow. And he was saying that his patients come in and say, right, I'm up to 20% vitamin C. What's the next
step? Stop stinging.
Yeah,
yes.
There's no pain now, so can I just have some more vitamin C?
Yeah.
And he was like, you can't have any more vitamin C because the studies have shown that more than 20% just causes irritation and it's no more effective. You're on the best. The strongest.
Yeah.
Don't bother.
So if you're not having a reaction, just thank your lucky stars and just slather it all over your face.
Yeah. That's it. Don't worry about it.
It's great news if you're not.
Yeah.
But also,
I'm not getting a reaction to the tretinoin now, whereas the last time I tried, it was hell.
And you're using it nightly, aren't you?
Every night.
See, I'm finding like leaving a few days break, then I'm like, hoo ha. You know, in between. But I like that. I like using it on alternate nights. For me, that just works.
But
it's just so for this lady you asked specifically on the Facebook group for photo aging, there is nothing better, right?
Nothing better.
No.
So, and some studies have shown that it works well with other things,
mm-hmm.
like if you're using it at the same time as a vitamin C, that's good. I don't mean at the same exact time, alongside glycolic acid.
Okay.
So you could use glycolic acid one night, tretinoin the next, vitamin C in the morning. That is like the maximum skincare possible. Like if you can do that without skin irritation, then...
Yeah, that's where I'm at now. I've got gladiator skin, clearly, at the moment.
You need an award.
Yeah. But then next
skincare GCSEs. Well done, you got an A star.
I've got my BTEC in skincare. No, but then I also just do find that sometimes for no reason it will just turn around and kick my ass. So I'll just go, oh, right, okay. It's just when you're getting too cocky.
But you've got really normal skin type.
Yeah,
you, like,
just normal.
Yeah.
Just like,
mine is acne prone. So if I can like manage my acne, I can deal with having oily skin. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I actually didn't wear foundation the last couple of days. And I'm like, I look fine.
That's great.
It's weird for me. That's unusual. Yeah. because I've got scars and bumps. I haven't got any bumps or scars.
So it's good for bumps, good for textural.
Yeah, it sort of regulates your oil and reduces blockages within pores. Wow. Sort of reduces inflammation. It's fab.
I am going to have to start using it maybe all over my face. I don't know how the rest of my face will take it.
You don't have to.
No, I think...
Weirdly looking at you, obviously you can't see it because you're just listening to us, like her cheeks and her under eyes are like the youngest part of her face. They look really smooth and glowy.
So maybe they should.
I don't know if it'll pick up in a picture.
No, it doesn't. But what's really frustrating is in the picture, especially in this light.
Isn't that annoying? I hate phone pictures are just the most depressing thing ever.
Yeah, and actually, the one you took of us in the gig, I could see it so clearly.
Oh no, you looked at that because I thought you looked really pretty.
Oh no, it's fine. But it's
I was all eyelid in the photo you took, and I was just looking at my massive eyelids, and you're just looking at this tiny little.
What's wrong with big eyelids? Because it's just more to.
More eyelid to love.
Yes, more dramatic eye makeup. It looks great. Mia did, because this podcast we went to last week is quite, there are a lot.
It's a bit edgy.
Yeah, you get a kind of big goth crowd, big metal, a lot of metal heads, weirdos, just weirdos, which is great.
Which I love that.
Which I love too. I think they're just the nicest people. But your makeup was just brilliant.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Could you see it?
Sexy goth magic.
Oh,
yeah, it was great.
Oh, cool!
Like a really amazing purple lipstick.
Yeah, it was like dark purple. It was a bit terrifying. And I said to my husband, "Does it make me look old?"
No.
And he went,
"Oh, really?"
Yeah, and I was like,
"Oh, no."
And the babysitter, who's like 21 years old, was going, "You look amazing. Wear it." And I was like, "Thank you, Jess. I'm gonna."
And then out we went. Because to me, like. That is the 90s.
Yeah.
So you automatically look like a 17-year-old.
Oh, which is nice. It is. Yeah, that's what I looked like when I was 17.
I do think we were probably the only people at that gig who were 40 and wearing blouses.
Blouses. Just like, no, we're wearing blouses.
But it was lovely. It was.
But really what else can you wear other than blouses?
Goth, just heavy metal t-shirts, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
What have you got? I just brought a goodie bag over because once we finished talking about tretinoin, I just wanted to tell you.
Give it to me!
Yeah.
Let me read out the ingredients.
Yes.
Water, witch hazel, aloe vera leaf juice. And this is January Labs Restorative Tonic Mist.
It's so lovely and it's really, it's nice.
Sodium lactate, that's a good one. Yeah. Panthenol, good. Horse chestnut extract, that's like... it's sort of it's good for your blood vessels.
Oh right.
Butcher's broom, good for your blood vessels.
Cool.
Licorice extract is good for pigmentation. Gotu cola, I don't know.
Sounds exotic.
Marigold does something. It's got a bit of fragrance in it.
It hardly
it's
smells.
It's from Brussels.
Well, no, I thought it was Californian.
Oh. January Labs. Is it expensive?
I can't remember, no.
Because I think that the UK skincare market is lacking like a good hydrating mist.
I've got to say, this is beautiful.
But it's not, you know, like, if I was to advise a newbie, like, what can I get in Boots that's good?
Yeah.
There's no, like, essence or mist or toner.
Right, okay.
They've all got alcohol in them.
Does Pixie do a good one?
Yeah, maybe.
I thought they did.
Yeah, Pixie. But that's like high end, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, but the price isn't that high end.
Isn't it?
No, they're like glycolic acids.
Yeah, and I noted that, because I've got a few Pixie things, that they're made in Korea. Which makes me like them ever so much more.
Everything about them was totally Swedish.
No.
Oh, cool.
Korea, which is where you want your skincare to come from.
I'm finding that good for just post-tretinoin skin the next day.
Yeah.
But my face will literally, if I spray four of those on my face will just literally eat, drink all of that and let it set in.
Yeah, because you need things like panthenol
and
aloe vera.
So that's definitely a good one, isn't it? Just to have something like
have
that.
Have a mist, hydrate your skin, let the vitamin-enriched mist soak in until you're skin is really dry.
What face mist do you use?
I'm actually weirdly using an Aldi mist.
Okay.
And it's not a mist, I just put it in a mister.
Okay.
It's their niacinamide tonic. Cool. It's 5% niacinamide. Whoa. From Aldi.
Go on, Aldi.
It does have fragrance in it, but okay. It doesn't have alcohol.
That's not like
so. I was like, okie dokie then. It's got. Well, I bought it, you know, because I was bored on my lunch hour. And like, right. 5% niacinamide.
Did you
cheers.
Know it was there, or did you just come across this?
I have an Aldi across the road from my workplace. Yeah. She's just pulled low viscosity cleaning ester. By cleaning, head. Not cleansing.
Cleansing.
Brandon yeah. doesn't like the word cleansing. Didn't.
Oh, right. Didn't really?
Nope. Okay. He said it was nonsense. Okay. That stuff is just like coated my bathroom in grease.
Yeah.
It goes everywhere.
Even my bath has got it on the side of it. This stuff
it doesn't come off.
Is mega bucks, isn't it? It's like 35 quid, 30 quid yeah. for this. 240 mils. It's got a real Johnson's baby oil texture to it, even though it's not oily.
It's weird.
Per se. It gets rid of everything.
Everything. Makeup comes off immediately, but it doesn't rinse.
No.
So you're trying to get your makeup off, but no. It's all just like in a film all yes. over your face.
Yes. So, yeah, it does make your face a little. But to me, if I'm worried that my SPF isn't being washed off, I don't worry when I'm putting that on.
I've
my
got
face.
To follow that low viscosity cleaning ester. Got to follow it with a foaming cleanser every time.
Yes.
Otherwise, it just doesn't come off.
And then I've just got this from Ishtar Skin, which is
it Ultralaze?
Yes,
it's the best.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's so funny, the lady, because we love. And
we
again,
like
we
looks
don't get
like
paid by them.
It looks like I'm being paid because I attach her to every single message. Did you know that Ishtar Skin Lights does one of these products?
Yeah.
And it looks so much like I'm getting paid,
it,
but I'm not.
It does, and we're really not. Nia isn't. She just loves them. And
they
so
did
do
send
I.
me some free stuff ages ago,
oh,
like
they?
Over a year ago.
Okay, that's fine.
So that's run out now.
That favour is gone.
Yeah.
This
I'm not doing it for any other reason other than my love.
Right.
For their ingredients. And I love the fact they put their pHs on the bottle and the percentages.
Yeah.
And they're British, they're ethical, they give money back, and
they are amazing, and she's so lovely. So Amy, I don't know, I can't remember the name of the lovely PR lady, but Amy is the brains behind this. And Sarah's like, I can't wait to use this.
But their interaction on Instagram is genuine.
It is genuine, and it's just lovely. And she sent me a direct message saying, oh, you know, by the way, if you're, you know, using a glycolic acid in the evening, you know, maybe just use this 2 or 3 times a week and build up. And I was like, sorry, it's already too late.
It's gone, it's on.
On my
it's like this, the cleanser, it smells like a good skincare.
It does.
Not
it's
fragranced,
really, really good.
But just, it smells like it's doing something good.
It does smell like it's doing something good.
And it kind of stings, it's low pH, it's got pH of 3.5? Yes. 12% acid.
Yeah,
what else have you got?
I just received this. This just came. This is the Hydro Magic Collagen Catalyst.
Oh, I haven't tried that one.
If you not, read the goodies on the back of that. It's brilliant. Again, this is Ishtar Skin Lights.
Right, so we've got hyaluronic acid, water, then hyaluronic acid.
Yes.
Palmitol tripeptide 5. Peptides are always good. Saccharide isomerate. So, I don't know. But, you know, it's probably something that's, it's a humectant, I'd imagine. Glycerin's a humectant. Beta-glucan, that's like, is it one of those ones that comes from porridge oats?
Oh, right, okay. Calms your skin down. I am just going to spray my face.
Jojoba esters, probably good. Panthenol, good. Sodium lactate, that's good. That's in your natural moisturising factors that are produced by your face anyway. Sodium PCA, good. Gardenia florida extract, I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter what's at the end because they're almost negligible amounts. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It'll be a lovely moisturiser.
Yeah, I cannot wait to pop that baby, so
I am going
to use that.
I know we were supposed to be talking about tretinoin,
we'll
talk about it a little bit more again. With tretinoin, you've got to use sunscreen.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
well, I remember. That's like... it almost doesn't need saying, but, and you know, we've talked about sunscreen at length in our other podcast. And I've got my new skincare finds.
Oh,
this is why we've got to start filming this shit.
Yeah, I know.
We haven't even got a photograph of ourselves on our little logo. We need to get a photograph of ourselves.
Yeah.
Or Photoshop something.
Okay. Yeah,
so this is Cerave Essay Smoothing Cream.
Do you know that people call it Sarabi?
And Sarabi. I don't know. I've never heard it said out loud. It's probably not Sarabi, is it?
I mean, Sarabi.
Karave.
Yeah, Karave. I don't know. But anyway, it's
so this has got some lovely ingredients too. So it's got your usual sort of moisturising stuff. The second ingredient is, so it's water, urea.
Mm.
Urea is really good for your skin. It sort of softens rough skin.
Okay.
Helps attract and retain moisture. That's what it says it does.
Okay.
It's one of those things that is great for really dry skin. Niacinamide, shea butter, ceramides. Nice. Out the wazoo, and salicylic acid.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an all-star, isn't it?
It's good. It's got lactic acid in there, but that's, right down the list. But yeah, I thought, I was like, moisturising cream, whatever. And I just put it on my face.
Is it the bomb?
Ow! Don't just put that on your face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I was like lying in bed, my eyes.
Why does it hurt so much?
Stinging, because it's got lactic acid and urea in it, and they're quite sort of...
Is urea quite strong?
Yeah.
So I don't find... I'm using the lactic acid 10% from the ordinary, and I've just gone right off it.
Mm.
It doesn't do it for me, like...
No.
Other acids. Yeah. I don't know.
Glycolic is stronger.
Can I try a bit of this on my
face? Yeah. Put it on your face and see what happens.
Okay.
Not near your eye.
Okay. I'm just going to put it on my lower cheek.
And I don't know if it's for your face even. It doesn't say anything about where you're supposed to put it.
Oh, yeah, it smells medicinal and, boring.
Fragrance-free.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't say that you're not supposed to put it on your face.
I mean, it's
avoid eye area.
It's a bit of a waste of those amazing ingredients if you're not supposed to put it on your face. Actually, and we're going off topic again, but... Do you know what I noticed, and it became apparent when looking at photos of last week?
I'm having a blob. Yeah.
Yeah, you have a blob. That, I was like, my neck is really baggy.
Your neck is not really baggy.
It's getting baggy. And so then I just Google search baggy neck. And you know what? That is the second leading cause for people to go and seek cosmetic in women
who are
under 30.
It's not nice, is it?
No, but you know why? Phones.
Phones. You can see your neck.
No, what, you're just doing that?
Do you reckon looking down makes you have a saggy neck?
I definitely think so, because I can't remember who, there was an article somewhere, I'll have to find it now, and people say, it took me ages to figure out why young women were coming to me with this thing. And you're saying, must for him, for this...
so it's not just because they're noticing it because they're
No, it's just constantly hours and hours on your phone looking down, and what you're doing, you're just giving yourself three chins for hours at a time.
Yeah,
and just
you end up with
the bagginess of your neck.
So what are you supposed to do? So if you keep your head up all the time, even when you're looking at your phone,
Yeah. So now it does sting. That stings.
Yeah. But
not uncomfortably.
The next day. My skin was super smooth.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a very pleasing way.
I would hold my phone at eye level so it looks like I'm constantly taking a selfie. But I'm so vain that I am going to start doing that because that's.
Can't you get some sort of neck brace?
And
just walk around with a neck brace on?
Neck elasticity stuff from Niod is like 50 quid.
I don't think it works either.
Really?
I bet it doesn't.
Well, I don't know. It's Niod. I trust Niod.
I got it and. I couldn't be bothered to use it.
So
it's just terrible. Nothing.
Just put it on your hands?
Yeah, I just faffed around with it. Tried to put it under my eyes. That hurt and wasn't right.
Yeah, okay. So what can I do to treat baggy... What can I do for elasticity? Apart from...
I don't know.
Peptides and collagen. Okay, I'm just going to have to do...
I think it's just something you've got to deal with.
Yeah.
You can have radiofrequency. That's a treatment that sort of tightens up, like actually cooks the collagen a little bit
to make it
contract.
Right up my street.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, we've gone off topic. What do we want to say more about
Tretyn Owen? I can't think of anything else to say.
Okay.
So what do you think other people would ask us?
We've covered the big one, which is I'm a bit scared. It's really strong. What's going to happen? Start small, obviously. And,
yeah.
You know.
work it in.
It's going to irritate your skin most likely, but yeah, it might not. If it's not irritating you, don't worry. Yeah.
Then you are a really lucky man or woman.
Yeah.
That,
you know, you can start at the lowest percentage, but if you don't happen to start at the lowest, you might well be fine as well.
Yeah.
I'm on 0.05. The weaker is 0.025, and then there's 0.001.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Oh. Is it 0.01? 0.01, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, weaker again. So I'm on, like, the
third strongest.
Yeah. And it's fine.
Second strongest.
Second strongest, yeah. And it's okay. There's no problem.
Okay.
It's not particularly irritating my skin.
Okay.
And I've just gone straight in with oil every night. And from, you know, I've gone from not being able to use it at all to using it every single day.
Okay. And so, you know, what you were saying is, you know, you start it when your skin is, you know, okay.
Yeah. Prep your skin. Try and make sure your skin's the best.
So what if you're having a bad bout of, you know, your acne's particularly bad?
Or I think it's just going to make it worse.
Okay.
I don't think it's a great acne treatment.
Okay.
I think it's best to use adapalene.
Okay.
Because that is just for acne. Okay. It doesn't have any of the effects on aging.
Mm-hmm.
So it does seem to work really well. Really well for me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so maybe try adapalene skin run first. Wait till you've got it under control and then try it.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, I bet there's people who've just used tretinoin and it's worked for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never ever stop.
No. Indeed.
Is
the baby?
Snuffle effigy?
Yeah, she's on a little snuffle. Aww. I've got a video monitor and I can see her.
She's very cute.
See her that she's alive all the time.
Hi, Iris.
I wanted to go to sleep and then I stare at her.
You program mothers to do that. You just click your fingers.
Go to sleep for God's sake so I can stare at you.
Yeah.
Anything else we want to say?
Just give us your questions on the group.
What else? No, I was thinking of something. So, if you stop using it,
mm-hmm.
it goes back. Your skin will go back to normal.
Mm. Don't ever stop using it, then.
Yeah, so it's kind of a long term thing.
Yeah.
So it's going to be your life now. Thinking about tretinoin, using it.
Always wearing sunscreen.
Worrying about the sunscreen. Getting a bit of a peely day and having to use a bit more moisturiser. So I think moisturisers, you just need to make sure that you've got ceramides. So Cerave has got ceramides in it, and that's the one that I'm most keen to recommend, just because it's available pretty much around the world now, isn't it?
Yeah,
my friend of mine was using... Like when I went away, a friend of mine, Kate, she was like, "What do you think of the brand Environ? EN, like environment, but Environ."
Okay.
And it's a South African brand, and she's paying a fortune for like this sort of skincare system, and this moisturizer is really expensive. You have to phone up and have a phone consultation to buy it over the internet, and it's got like vitamin C and retinol in it, so. It's not anything that you can't get from anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But the toner was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it's like ceramides and everything good you can think.
But how much was it?
I don't know. It was probably not the most expensive thing. But and I was like, to be honest, I don't think I can recommend anything that's better than that toner.
Really?
We need more toners.
Yeah.
Ishtar Skin Lights need to make us like an amazing ceramide hydrating toner.
Yeah.
I don't know if ceramides are an expensive ingredient.
No, I'm not sure. But I will buy whatever they're selling because they're just lush. Their philosophy's lush, their products are great.
Yeah. And they've always got cool ingredients that are really nice. Do you know what they need? Bigger factory, maybe. Bigger products, you know, like they're only 30 mils. I seem to go through them really quickly.
Yes, yeah. I went through the HydroCharge EFA oil.
Yeah.
Probably in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very more... Because you just... And that's another
thing. Lovely.
The lovely PR lady was saying, yeah. You just need a pump. I was like, no, I can't.
I love it.
I can't put one pump on my face because A's got to go on my baggy neck now.
My new issue of my baggy neck.
This is the thing, though. This is what we're like as people.
Your neck does not look baggy in the slightest, Natalie.
I've noticed there's a little... It's just, hey, what happens? We're 40.
Does my neck look baggy?
No.
Because I'm like, oh shit, my jawline.
But you know, going back to this.
That's it, we've hit 40 now.
Yeah, psychotherapist lady. I do have nice memories of my mum doing neck tightening exercises, jawline tightening
exercises. Oh, yeah, there's facial yoga, yeah. That might work.
Yeah, so it's a bit. It hurts.
That doesn't look very good. No. Natalie's pulling her jaw right down.
There was one, but I always remember my mum doing it with her like cold cream on her face.
Has she got a great neck?
Well, she's 74. She looks great.
She does.
She would definitely go into the knife if she wasn't terrified. She keeps citing Kanye West's mum's death.
What did she die of?
She died on the operating table. For a tummy tuck.
That's a huge operation, though. And she a neck lift.
Quite a big lady. Yeah. With a quite...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, a healthy heart.
Perhaps. She's not... She's not having a tummy tuck.
She's not. No, but she's there. Unlike, and I said, are you sure? You should go for it because you have so much...
You really, really want to do it, innit?
And I just think there are other options out there now, which are not necessarily surgical, which would have great...
Botox and fillers. Yeah.
I don't know.
For your neck, it's not going to have the same results.
Yeah.
No, you want to see a plastic surgeon, I reckon.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
So you can kind of have like fillers along your jawline to sort of sharpen it up a bit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
There is a really glamorous mum who, at the school drop-off, when you as a parent are feeling particularly...
My hair's always so...
down at your outfit.
There's one... I'm like, at the moment I'm wearing like my husband's hoodie over the baby that's strapped to me. And my hair is really frizzy.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
How do you? Yeah, there's a woman who works for, like, Virgin Holidays or something. She's, like, just so sort of poised and her hair's so sleek.
Yeah. And there's that lady who's a dentist who knows you.
Oh, who's that then?
I can't remember her name. I can't remember the name of her kids because that's...
Catherine.
Oh,
this isn't a podcast conversation at all, is it?
But she always looks really lovely and put together in the morning. I'm like, I have to check that I'm not wearing my slippers sometimes.
Yeah, no, I am wearing my slippers. Oh, wow. I've got like a pair of shoes that serves as my slippers. And I don't wear them out of the house. Yeah. And quite often I wear them out of the house.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah,
bloody hell, I'm wearing my slippers again.
Once that wall's been broken, it's quite hard to go back. Okay, we better go now because we've just talked. Oh my god, that's a long one.
Well, it's been a while, isn't it?
It has been a while. We appreciate you and we appreciate all
thank you so much. I feel like I'm really, really into it. Even more than I ever have been.
Yeah.
I'm still in love with skincare.
We keep referencing our groups and not actually saying what the answer. We have a Facebook group.
Yep. So Skincare with Friends Facebook group. It's got loads of new members this week.
Most from Romania, so welcome. We are so grateful for you. Yeah. Obviously, Instagram.
Skincare with Friends. And that's it, isn't it? And the ordinary chat room is just on Facebook.
And Neopatternlooks.
Neopatternlooks also. Me
on Instagram
doing my blogs.
Yeah, doing blogs. We'll put info to this because it's good for new group members as well.
Yeah,
on Instagram. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. I think we had a vote, and so people
next
want
time
to talk
it's
about...
going
to
be vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're
going to do all about that.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being.
No, thank you.
Thank you for being our skincare friends. We'll see you, hopefully in just a few days.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.